Work it, make it, do it, makes us harder, better, faster, stronger.
Campbell on second down and 5.5. Looks right, comes back to the left, going long for Gordon. He's out there and he caught the ball at the 20, at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Unbelievable catch, unbelievable throw.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily. Driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Takes the snap, Dalton back, looking near side, throws it, picked off, and an open run. It's Joe Hayden, and he's in, touchdown!
And now, here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura.
A very huge Football Friday show in store for you today. Got so much that we are going to cover, and a lot of excellent guests to help us with covering that. First, I want to say Michael Regei joining me for his third and final day of this week, filling in for Nathan Zagura. My friend, this has been a lot of fun, and we've got much more to go with a real solid 2 hours today of some good stuff.
Notorious VIC, glad that you made the trek to the left coast, got into L.A., Culver City well, and yeah, you sounded good. NFL good. Network Studios, correct?
Yeah, I'm broadcasting today from the NFL Network Studios here in Culver City, out in Los Angeles. Flew out here after yesterday's show. I'm in town for a special media premiere of Draft Day, the movie, and the folks at Lionsgate Pictures, which is producing the movie, is having us out here as their guests to be part of the promotion of it. We're going to get a lot of great video pieces from sitting down with Kevin Costner, Jennifer Garner, other members of the crew and the cast and the director Ivan Reitman. So we're going to have some real sweet stuff to be posted on the relaunch. Yeah, of
hanging out with all the stars.
Hanging out with.
Well, when you go to LA, that's what you have. You have to do that, right?
I'm feeling very sheepish here because it's sunny. I'm saying the sun. Look at the sun and the warmth, and you don't need a jacket. And oh my God, how beautiful that is! But very fun to do this, and we appreciate all the people who have made this work for us today. Again, here at NFL Network, kind enough to let me use their studios to broadcast our show. And who is on our show? Well, from NFL Network will be Paul Burmeister. He is actually going to call in because he's on the road. This is normally where he works out of, but he's going to call from the road because he was the studio host and reporter for the Johnny Manziel Pro Day yesterday. So we want to get Paul's thoughts. Paul's a former, of course, collegiate quarterback, does a great job of analysis on NFL Network, as you well know, Michael. And then we'll get a breakdown from him, and he'll talk about Blake Bortles and Teddy Bridgewater and Derek Carr, all the other quarterbacks in this draft. In addition, and he requested, now he's a great friend and he's been on the show many times. Almost always you reach out to someone and say, hey, can you make it this day or that day? Jason Gibbs, our producer, will do that in consultation with us, so forth. Well, Sal Palantonio hits me with an email yesterday and says, I got to come on your show. And I said, why? He says, got to talk about Johnny Football. The Browns need to draft Johnny Football. I said, okay, so you're going to make the case. He says, I'm making the case. I'm coming on the show, so just make time for me. And I said, Sal, when you say make time for you, we make time for you. You're Sal Palantonio. That's what we do. So he's going to join us at 2 p.m., about a half hour after we hear from Paul Burmeister. Doug Deacon from the Cleveland Browns PNC Bank Radio Network will join us at 2:30. And another cool thing we're going to do today, also today will be our Friday forecast. We'll get into that. But another very cool thing today is we are going to give away two tickets. I mentioned the Draft Day movie and why I'm out here in Los Angeles. The Draft Day movie premiere, which is coming up in a couple of weeks, the Cleveland premiere, we are going to give away two tickets to that. It's going to be something you're going to definitely want to see. I did have a preview of this movie already in New York. I'm going to see it again tonight. You're going to love it. Cleveland people it's Cleveland. It's everything. You're going to see things that are going to make you feel like you're at home, and seeing them on the big screen is awesome. So We're going to ask you, this will be at the end of the show we're going to do this, but just to give you the heads up, we're going to take the eighth caller on the WKNR contest line. That's 216-583-9546. I don't know what you want to dial now because we're doing this like in hour number two. So,
right,
but
yeah.
We're giving you the heads up. We're giving you a reason to stay with us. Maybe we'll do it sooner than that. I don't know. I'm going to tease you now. But at the Cinemark Valley View Theater is where this premiere is going to be, so those tickets will be available then. So, and two questions, Michael, that we want to ask our audience today. Who do you want the Browns to take, not only at number four overall, but also at 26? Give us your first two first-round picks for the Browns, and also your top three quarterbacks in this year's draft, how you are ranking them now, the top three, after you saw Johnny Manziel's pro day. How are you ranking them now, Mike?
Top three for me right now, and again, I kind of go with a caveat with regard to I'm looking a couple years down the road, but I do think that that of the three, that Blake Bortles has the highest upside in what he has a chance to be with all of his measurables and you know, some of the things that you expect him to grow with. So I'll go right now of the three that have are most on the tip of everybody's tongues. I'll go Bortles, Manziel, and then Bridgewater, Vic.
Bortles, Manziel, Bridgewater.
Those are the three you want. Now, I'm not including Derek Carr in that.
No. All right, and here's what I'm doing. I am going Bortles number one. I am going Derek Carr number two.
Okay.
I'm going Teddy Bridgewater number three. Those are my top three.
Okay. All right, so you did include Carr.
I did include Carr. Yeah. This was just
who might
top
just
three
sneak into the top 10. We're starting to hear a little bit of buzz on that. At least the top half of the first round.
Look, in my estimation, in this quarterback class, he belongs there. And by the way, so I wasn't restricting you. If you want to revise yours to include Carr, go
now
right
I'll
ahead.
I'll revise it. Yeah.
All right. I didn't mean to. I wasn't. Yeah. We're not making restrictions. We're just saying who you think the top three are. So you're revising yours to say what now?
Yeah. I'll go if that's the case. I'm going to go. I'll go Bortles number one.
Okay.
I'll probably put Carr right there then with Manziel.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, no problem. And that's what we want our listeners to do. 216-578-0850. 216-578-0850. So we want to hear from you. Again, loaded show today. You're going to hear from Sal Palantoni. You're going to hear from Paul Burmeister, get those national perspectives. And, of course, Doug Deacon will be joining us as well. And we want to hear from you. We want your tweets, by the way, at Browns_daily. I did a column.
Yeah.
I did a column that's posted on clevelandbrowns.com. Where I just offered my quarterback-related draft thoughts, and just kind of a series of stream of consciousness, Michael. And this is what I'm concluding, among other things, and that is, you know, a lot is being said about Johnny Manziel's pro day, the fact that the Browns had no one there of the level of, say, Ray Farmer as general manager, of Mike Pettine as the head coach. No representation at the top end. And meanwhile, people like Chip Kelly and others were like front and center. And what does that really mean? So the critics will say, well, why wouldn't you just take every opportunity to get your eyeballs on a scene like that and be there in person? And I maintain that you can take from that just as much looking at tape of it. You're going to sit down with the guy one-on-one. I think being there in that atmosphere doesn't necessarily give you more information than not. If it's me and I'm, you know, running a football team, and no one asked me at the Browns, say, Vic, what would you do? Mm-hmm. I'm offering it here because I got a microphone in front of me. I am probably there because if the whole idea is to keep them guessing about what we're doing with the fourth pick, and keep them guessing, then I'll keep him guessing by showing up maybe just as much as not being there. In the case of Ray Farmer, Mike Pettine, the Browns organization, it seems like the guessing game wants to be played that way with them not being there.
Right, yes. And I know Ray Farmer even quipped to someone yesterday about how do you know I or we weren't there? So maybe Ray found a way to put on disguise and remember like Bobby Valentine did in the dugout of the New York Mets, that famous clip when he got thrown out of the game and came back with the big mustache. And so, but Vic, to me again, I would expect whether it's Johnny Manziel or Derek Carr, Blake Bortles, Teddy Bridgewater, You if you're of this kind of ilk and are looked upon as trying to become a first-round NFL quarterbacking draft selection, well, I would expect that you're going to shine in that kind of environment. You better. And it, look at what when Teddy Bridgewater last week did not succeed to the extent that he would have liked. You know, look at all the negativity that surrounded that. So, but for me, Vic, look, they're going to bring him in. Derek Carr is coming in first up, I believe, next week. But you can bet that Johnny Manziel will be here and Blake Bortles will be here. And I would think even Teddy Bridgewater will be here. I want to see, Vic, I want to go off script a little bit. If I'm going to do that, I want to conjure up my own game plan, meaning myself as an organization, and put him through the type of scenarios on a football field that maybe you think will tie in better to the system you're running and what have you. So as far as, first of all, for me, Vic, it's obviously, what do you do in those 12, 13 football games you play in as a collegian? Right. I'm also going to heavily be at your practices when you are with your teammates and working ones and ones. And I think still, Vic, those are the two things that are always going to be at the forefront of how organizations evaluate their players that they have as prospects to draft. I don't think that's ever going to change.
No, it shouldn't. And if you're going off of what you see in these rehearsed and high-profile situations more than what you see in the hours you spend watching tape, where you've sent your scouts to these schools and they sit in the film rooms that the schools have available. When mm-hmm. And I've been on these scouting trips. I've accompanied NFL scouts, not with the Browns, but when I worked for NFL.com and mm-hmm. NFL Network, I did a piece where I spent a week with a scout touring the Southeast Conference. It was an amazing experience.
Yeah.
Crack of dawn being in that, wanting to be the first one in the film room, wanting to get control of the controller of the tape, because when the other scouts come in, you're the one who's deciding what to see back and forth, how many back and forth you go. You there's no time limit on holding on to the controller, right?
That's right.
And I see the notes that are taken then and how comprehensive that is. And that is what the grade is built on. I think people have a perception because so much media attention is given to the pro days and such, and even the NFL Combine, that you're gathering the majority of your information from there. Mm-hmm. The reason people gravitate to that is because that is what they can see as the public. That's what they can identify with. That's on the screen. They can get it on their laptops, whatever. But just in terms of the regular grind of a scout, you have no idea the hours that are spent looking again at tape, the intricate study of every little bit of footwork for a player and how the grading is done. And again, I sat in on this. I took in
yes.
hours upon hours, and I saw the depth of notes that were taken and then how these reports are filled into a template and then submitted to the team from the road. And that's what teams put together. They aggregate it, they put it all together, and come up with a grade. The Browns are basing their grade on that sort of research, the mm-hmm. thorough research that happens out of sight of a camera lens.
Yeah.
It's done in
yeah.
dark film rooms, and it's also done in the video rooms, whatever we call them. They used to call them film rooms, video rooms that are also in Berea. And that's where the Ray Farmers and Bill Kuharik, who's working with consulting for the Browns, a veteran scout, knows mm-hmm. his stuff. That's what the nitty-gritty of those guys are doing. I see Bill every day in that building studying those collegiate players and coming up with what he sees, and then they mass all that information together and then come up with a conclusion. It is not going to be based on
no.
a 30-minute
no.
workout in College Station, Texas.
Nor should it be, and it's not to minimize that. And again, did Johnny Manziel go out yesterday and set about creating this incredible buzz for himself with every? Yes, he and George Whitfield did that. They were successful in doing that. I don't think, though, Vic, even though everybody that's breathing and talking today around the National Football League is opining about Manziel, I can't imagine, though, that is going to shoot him up in large quantity for those that thought maybe there's too many questions and too many risks. Might it help? Sure. But as you and I were talking about, it still has to go back to what you've seen, yep, game day, practice days, and what your gut tells you about how he'll equate and acclimate to the NFL.
Sure. 216-578-0850. Get on board with us. Tweet at us at Browns_daily. We want the barks and growls from the pound. This is Cleveland
barks
Browns
growls.
Daily.
Yeah.
Driven by Liberty Ford. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.